is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
And good Monday morning to you all across the state of Michigan. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve Gruber. And I'll be with you through the week. And for some of you, that's maybe a good thing. And for others, let's not talk about that. I'm here through the week with you as Steve takes the week off. Thank you for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show. You can find us online, stevegruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. And you can find me on Twitter as well. I am at Scott Bertram, ScottBertram. Hope everyone had a nice weekend. I was traveling a bit. Tell you more about that a little bit later on in the show. Got back yesterday evening, just in time to be ready and prepare for today's show and for the week's worth of shows. One of the nice things, I mention this, I think, virtually every time I host, is I prep more for one show than I possibly could get to in the course of one show. So at the end of the day, I have these stories left over that I don't get to share with you. And the nice thing about going on for a week here is those stories, many, are able to carry over to the next day. So I can keep them and share them with you as they become, as time becomes available. But we've got a ton to get to today on the show. Weekend of audio, that great GDP number on Friday, 4.1% growth, which is fantastic. They said it couldn't be done. We'll have some of that audio coming up later on in the program. So that's a big deal. Also, Election Day here in Michigan is right around the corner. The primary, a week from tomorrow. Good editorial candidates out on the stump through the weekend. Some getting help from socialists from New York. We'll discuss that. On the program today, Ryan Morrow is going to be with us in hour number one, talking about a piece, Michigan gubernatorial candidate's worrisome friend. You know, that story's been discussed a little bit. We'll kick it around with Ryan Morrow. Gregory Wrightstone, with his debut book, Inconvenient Facts, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know. Hour two, we'll hear from Sparrow Orthopedic Robotics, a surgeon with them, Dr. Larry Fedewa, in hour two. And then in hour three, Alan Sachs from the University of Texas Arlington, and the Monday guest, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and elsewhere. So all of that coming up on the big show today, and always goes by oh so quickly. Mentioned I was traveling over the weekend back in Illinois for, actually left last Wednesday, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Had an engagement to attend and then a wedding on Friday. Is this the new thing? I'm asking people and actually getting nods of approval that yes, this is the new thing. You know, weddings go in cycles. You know, you get to a certain age and perhaps you get married and your friends get married and then you don't have any weddings for a while. You have to wait for people to kind of age into that area. And so I haven't been to a ton of weddings over the past, let's say, eight years or so. We have two weddings this summer. One was this past weekend, another one in September, and both on Friday nights. And I've never been to a Friday night wedding until this past weekend. And I've been asking around, is this Friday wedding thing? Is that the new thing to do? And I'm getting nods of approval. Yes, it is. I would imagine things are cheaper on Fridays than on Saturdays, which makes sense. And I'm a cheap guy, so I certainly appreciate that. Our wedding was the first Saturday of the year in January. A, because things were cheaper. And B, because I don't like the heat and had no interest in getting married on a day that was, 92 degrees outside, even though, we were in a church. But still, I don't like the heat. It makes me uncomfortable. So we did it in January. So I understand saving money. But like for us, we have lots of friends back in Illinois. If you're getting married on a Friday night, that means we have to make some arrangements. Basically leave, you know, early on a Friday to make sure we're there by Friday night. So I guess that's the new thing, Friday night weddings. We had another one in September. So did that over the weekend. It was an outdoor wedding on Friday. It was beautiful weather. It was an old mansion in Lake Forest, Illinois. You know, Armor Meat Company. This was the summer home of the founder, president of Armor, and was built back in 1860 something. So historic and just gorgeous. And then the outdoor fountains and lawn. It was pretty nice in Lake Forest. And, it made me glad my days of paying for weddings are over, right? That's a thing of the past. I have no worries about that anymore. So we did that, and I don't know if I should complain too much, but I do want to mention this. We're in Michigan, so I feel okay saying this. If you're traveling the Indiana Toll Road in, you know, northern Indiana, get from Michigan back to Illinois or points westward, they have the rest stops. I have had the absolute worst luck trying to order food at these rest stops through the Indiana Toll Road in Indiana. Yesterday, we had the kids in the car, of course, and kids are pickier eaters than adults, generally. And one of the rest stops we go to, and they've just redesigned all of them. And so the one place that's in there right now is a Popeye's Chicken, which I like. But I get to the front of the line, and they say, "I'm sorry, we only have spicy." Well, you know, my kids are not really big fans of spicy food or Popeye's spicy. So they were out. This is like a string of 7 or 8 times when I've had difficulty actually just ordering the food I want at one of these Indiana rest stops. I don't know if I'm unlucky. I don't know if that's a common occurrence at these places. But one time they gave us the completely wrong order. Another time they forgot to make the order. So I'm standing there and there's like 15 minutes. What's going on? Oh, sorry, sir. We didn't see that order. Another time I went there and it's actually one of the ones that have been torn down. So I guess I can say this. It was gross. It was sticky and grimy, and there was mold in places there shouldn't be mold. I've just had the worst luck, and so I'm not sure we're going to try again. Maybe we just take one of the exits, get off the highway for a minute, because I've had the worst luck trying to get food. Now, outside of that, travel was fine. No big traffic delays, no issues. Kids are good travelers, so I can't complain about that. But man, trying to get food has been a big, big hassle. Far bigger than it should be, the times that we've traveled the Indiana Toll Road back to Illinois. So, weddings in the past, another one coming up in September back to Illinois for a Friday night wedding in September. Hope your weekend went well. Hope your food went well over the weekend. As I said, better than mine. All right, what do we have? Coming up in the next segment, I want to talk a bit about the GDP number from Friday. Very, very good, 4.1%. Larry Kudlow is out. On CNN and also CBS, talking about that number and the president's economic policies. We'll hear a bit from Larry Kudlow coming up. And later on in the show, we also have audio from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the Democratic Socialist from New York, who was in Michigan, actually, campaigning. She had a show, an appearance on The Daily Show that didn't go all that well, if you're looking for logic. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is The Steve Gruber Show.